Doris.com/HR Matters and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have a lot to talk about coming up in our next 30 minutes. J.D. Vance has accused Minnesota Governor Tim Walz of embellishing his military record. He even used the words stolen valor about it. That is a very serious accusation in military circles. Gwil Lawrence will talk about the controversy. Then, agricultural workers struggle to find housing they can afford. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program is supposed to help, but it is failing some of the people it's designed for.
They make too much for the low-income housing, but they still can't afford market rate housing.
What experts say needs to change so ag workers can find housing. That story just about 25 minutes from now here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, partly cloudy later tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight with a low in the upper 60s, 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow morning, very humid tomorrow, highs topping out in the lower 80s, but it will feel a lot warmer. Lows tomorrow night around 60, highs in the upper 70s for Friday. Enjoy it while we got it. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Manhattan. It's 3:20.
Support for
weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
4 points, down about 0.6%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas House Minority Leader Vic Miller will no longer have a seat in the legislature next year. As Daniel Caudill reports, it was one of the more notable losses in last night's primary election.
Miller left his seat in the Kansas House to run for the state Senate, but he lost the bid for the Democratic nomination to Patrick Schmidt, who was endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly. And in his former House district, communication specialist Alexis Simmons won the Democratic nomination. The governor's PAC, focused on electing moderate Democrats and Republicans, spent at least $32,000 against Miller's campaign. House Democrats will select a new minority leader once the session starts in January. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Nancy Boyda came out on top in a close Democratic primary race for the Kansas 2nd District. She's a former member of Congress who held that seat almost 20 years ago. This time she brought in about 52% of the vote against her competitor, Matt Kleinman, a Wyandotte County community developer. Boyda said she's already thinking about the general election against Republican Derek Schmidt in November. She has framed herself as a centrist willing to break from Democratic Party leaders on some issues.
I think that Kansans are mainly moderate, practical people. And it's very practical. If you want a Democrat to win this seat, you're going to need somebody who might not be the best Democrat.
Boyda has split with the party over several issues, including border security and allowing transgender girls to play in girls' high school sports. Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd congressional district in Kansas. He now faces incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. He wants to secure the southern border, is against abortion, and wants to stand up to China. Davids has held the seat since 2018 and continues to brush off GOP challengers. In fact, she's won her elections by larger and larger margins. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing moderate voices on the Kansas State Board of Education. The Kansas News Service reports that Debbie Potter was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That is the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served 4 terms in the Kansas House. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:35.
From NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agricultural workers often struggle to find adequate, affordable places to live. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program to help fund affordable off-farm worker housing across the country. But as Ray Solomon reports for Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, housing remains increasingly out of reach.
A tidy apartment complex sits on the industrial edge of rural Fort Morgan, Colorado. Diallo says the months of short-term ad hoc housing have been stressful, and he's hit a breaking point. So he's leaving Fort Morgan, quitting the agricultural workforce for a restaurant job in Denver. It won't pay as well as the meatpacking gig, but at least he'll be able to find a home. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ray Solomon.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration of NPR with public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. For more stories from these organizations, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz taught high school before getting into politics, and some of his former students give him very high marks indeed.
Leaving his class, going to the next one, is really hard to not want to continue to learn because it's like the sugar high that doesn't stop.
More on Walz's time as an educator coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
You're listening to KPR.
The first modern Olympic Games, way back.
Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Quite a bit more All Things Considered yet to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight, otherwise partly cloudy this evening. Lows in the upper 60s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Topeka, 87 in Abilene. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, 9 American figure skaters were finally honored today in Paris with the gold medal they won at the 2022 Winter Olympics.
Our performance was electrifying, and it was part of our team's effort to win the gold, and I wouldn't have done anything differently.
The ceremony was delayed by a doping scandal involving a Russian figure skater and by years of legal wrangling. We will get to the details, plus a look at what is going on in Maui 1 year after the terrible fires there. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight throughout northeast Kansas. A 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. It's going to be humid. Highs in the lower 80s, lows around 60 tomorrow night. Highs in the upper 70s for Friday. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 87 in Abilene. It is 89 in Chanute. The time is 4:20.
From NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
A lot of things happen overnight. You don't want to miss it. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at BlueCollarPress.com.
News headlines are up next. It is 88 degrees in Emporia. It is 87 in Manhattan. The time is 4:30.
Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 234 points, down about 0.6%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas House Minority Leader Vic Miller will no longer have a seat in the legislature, as Daniel Caudle reports. His was one of the more notable losses in last night's primary election.
Miller left his seat in the Kansas House to run for the state Senate. But he lost the bid for the Democratic nomination to Patrick Schmidt, who was endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly. And in his former House district, communication specialist Alexis Simmons won the Democratic nomination. The governor's PAC, focused on electing moderate Democrats and Republicans, spent at least $32,000 against Miller's campaign. House Democrats will select a new minority leader once the session starts in January. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District in Kansas. He now faces incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. He wants to secure the southern border, is against abortion, and wants to stand up to China. Davids has held the seat since 2018 and continues to brush off GOP challengers. In fact, she's won her elections by larger and larger margins. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing moderate voices on the Kansas State Board of Education. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Debbie Potter, a homeschooler who supports school choice, was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That's the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served four terms in the Kansas House. Both candidates will face Democratic challengers in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
New federal projections show that the number of children attending Kansas public schools will continue to fall over the next several years. The National Center for Education Statistics says Kansas could lose more than 32,000 students, or nearly 7%, by 2031, continuing a nationwide trend that started with the COVID pandemic. The decline is due to several factors, including lower birth rates and a shift to private schooling and homeschooling. Long-term student losses could mean less state funding for many Kansas districts. Federal aid had helped districts cover shortfalls in the past 4 years. 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the upper 60s. 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition, coming your way 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll learn about the cleanup going on in Charleston, South Carolina. Then, pro-Israel lobbying groups spent many millions of dollars this year to defeat certain Democratic candidates.
Jamal Bowman's race and Cori Bush's race are now the first and second most expensive House primaries in history.
More on why these two members of Congress were such important targets coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan, 88 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We're going to start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 85 degrees in Topeka and 86 in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
Tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, with flexible individual and family dental insurance options, including dental implant coverage. More at deltadentalks.com/shop.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, agricultural workers often struggle to find housing they can afford. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program is supposed to help them, but it's failing some of the very people it's designed for.
They make too much for the low-income housing, but they still can't afford market-rate housing.
What experts say needs to change so agricultural workers can find a place to stay. That story coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in KCK.
Stay with us following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One stations. We have classical music with Destiny till 9 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for the Moth Radio Hour. Mostly clear for the next few hours, partly cloudy overnight, 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. There's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow morning. It's going to be quite humid. Highs in the lower 80s, it'll probably feel warmer than that. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 60. It's 88 degrees in Emporia and 88 in Abilene, 89 in Chanute. It's 5:20.
Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Emporia, 85 in Topeka. It's 5:30.
Lauren Fryer, NPR News, Tamworth, England.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas House Minority Leader Vic Miller will no longer have a seat in the legislature, as Daniel Caudill reports. His was one of the more notable losses in last night's primary election.
Miller left his seat in the Kansas House to run for the state Senate, but he lost the bid for the Democratic nomination to Patrick Schmidt, who was endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly. And in his former House district, communications specialist Alexis Simmons won the Democratic nomination. The governor's PAC, focused on electing moderate Democrats and Republicans, spent at least $32,000 against Miller's campaign. House Democrats will select a new minority leader once the session starts in January. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing moderate voices on the Kansas State Board of Education. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Debbie Potter, a homeschooler who supports school choice, was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That's the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served four terms in the Kansas House. Both candidates will face Democratic challengers in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
New federal projections show that the number of children attending Kansas public schools will continue to fall over the next several years. The National Center for Education Statistics says Kansas could lose more than 32,000 students, or nearly 7%, by 2031. That continues a nationwide trend that started with the COVID pandemic. The decline is due to several factors, including lower birth rates and a shift to private schools and homeschooling. Long-term student losses will mean less state funding from many Kansas districts. Wichita Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says his district plans to keep extra counselors and social workers hired with COVID relief funds. But declining student enrollment means he'll have to cut about $7 million elsewhere.
We're going to continue to look at becoming more efficient and leaner, especially at non-school sites.
Federal aid helped districts cover shortfall the past 4 years.
Support for NPR comes from
an electorate that remains deeply divided. Clara Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agricultural workers often struggle to find adequate, affordable places to live. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program to help fund affordable off-farm worker housing across the country. But as Ray Solomon reports for Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, housing remains increasingly out of reach.
A tidy apartment complex leaving Fort Morgan, quitting the agricultural workforce for a restaurant job in Denver. It won't pay as well as the meatpacking gig, but at least he'll be able to find a home. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ray Solomon.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains. It includes Kansas Public Radio. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration of NPR with public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. For more stories from these organizations, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark to the region's World War I veterans, providing information and interactive exhibits on the causes, impact, and effects of the war. Information at theworldwar.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. And we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Coming up, we will hear from some of Vice Presidential pick Tim Walz's former students. He was a high school teacher, taught social studies, I believe geography. Was also a football coach in high school. We're going to talk to some of his students, see the kind of impression he left. We will also hear what J.D. Vance had to say out on the campaign trail today. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
The time is 10 minutes before 6.
From Infin and Paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at amazonbusiness.com. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
And thank you if you are, in fact, a supporter of KPR and NPR. If you are not and you would like to join in this project, you can do that at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Click on support. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. K210CR, Atchison, 89.9. K258BT, Manhattan, 99.5 and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.